Cold Lake, a large swath of grassland in Cold Lake South, could one day turn into new residential neighborhoods, as City Council approved a key planning amendment that paves the way for future development north of 54th Avenue. At the April 22 Council meeting, Council passed Bylaw 869-LU-25, following a public hearing. The amendment updates the Central Cold Lake Area Structure Plan. The bylaw amends Schedule A of the Central Cold Lake Area Structure Plan, redefining the future land use concept for the remaining undeveloped portions of Point of SW26324 and Point of SE26324. This amendment pertains to approximately 46.2 hectares of land in Cold Lake South, north of 54th Avenue from approximately 38th Street to 51st Street, explained Andrew Jabs, manager of Land Use Planning, Development, and Regulatory Services, during the presentation. The purpose of the amendment is to lay the groundwork for future growth through more detailed planning. The amendment, also known as an outline plan, provides opportunity for small-scale and larger types of development, and includes provisions for connectivity to existing infrastructure, drainage systems, and transportation networks, Jabs told Council. Jabs noted that preparing the plan is expected to reduce the time, cost, and complexity associated with the development of raw land. However, concerns raised by the community during a public open house at the Cold Lake Energy Center on November 13, 2024, included the potential loss of trails, the impact of grading on surface water drainage, and the placement of new residential homes directly adjacent to existing properties without a buffer. On March 11, 2025, the first reading of the bylaw was approved by Council. Proposed changes were prepared by SE Design and Consulting Inc. and are intended to guide future development and subdivision plans in the area. Area Structure Plans, ASPs, form the long-term planning framework for land use, infrastructure, and municipal services within defined regions of the city. Sao Kevin Nagoya explained the scope of the plan, saying, "In the area of structure plan, you can see that it extends quite a ways to the north, kind of that central area. That's why it's called central, it's kind of up to, close to that Imperial Park area." Nagoya highlighted the specific subject lands on the map, noting their location and shape extending eastward, while clarifying the white areas on the planning maps represent low-density residential land use. He added that the amendment is meant to offer more clarity and direction to guide future development, and the intent of both the municipal development plan and then onto the area structure plan. This new amendment was just providing a little bit more context and direction of what style of development that we'd want there, and not just in its general terms for marketing purposes. During the public hearing, a resident raised concerns about potential impacts to their property from stormwater runoff due to new development. Mayor Craig Copeland responded, noting that many technical details would be addressed at future planning stages. "This plan is very high level, but I'm sure what will end up happening, I don't know if they got sewer and water lines on here eventually, but they do get into very specifics." Nagoya followed up, stating, "From an area structure plan, the definition by regulation does not go into that depth of detail. However, inside the text in here does identify what is needed in terms of infrastructure development." Nagoya assured the public that no major upgrades to existing water and sewer infrastructure would be needed, as the area naturally accommodates drainage and existing systems are sufficient. Copeland said that developers would need to design drainage systems to protect neighboring properties by grading land to slope toward the street, not adjacent backyards. Nagoya confirmed this, saying, "The new subdivisions, they'll have their own storm sewer collection systems that are along those streets." Copeland addressed broader development goals, stating, "What the city is doing here with this is putting an outline plan together so that we can entice developers to come invest in Cold Lake. So, the city itself owns very little land." Copeland noted the city is proactively planning for potential development on municipally owned land to be ready if builders show interest in subdividing the area. In response to a resident's question about the timeline, Copeland said development depends on investor interest and the city's goal is to plan ahead, noting, "It's not going to happen overnight. The mayor acknowledged the emotional impact of future development for current homeowners, saying, "Everybody along that street is used to having the grasslands behind their house. But unfortunately, when they built Cold Lake, it's all fractured development everywhere." He said attracting diverse housing types was part of the municipality's strategy. Nagoya explained that future development plans include drainage infrastructure, pointing to a designated public utility lot marked in blue on the diagram that will serve as a drainage parkway. He added, on the city's website, if any resident is looking for more detailed of what that drainage parkway looks like, it is under the master drainage plan. He pointed to a similar parkway already developed. One drainage parkway that has already been built is on the other side, the west side of the highway, in behind the co-op gas station. That's kind of what it starts to look like. Copeland concluded the public discussion by acknowledging concerns, while explaining the need to plan for future growth. "I know it's a big change for everybody that's got houses up in there, but the city is growing. And so, we felt as a council, to move ahead on this project." Following the public hearing, council approved Bylaw 869LU25, giving it second and third readings.